Hello, everybody. Cal Banion here, Cal Banion's Hypnosis, etc. with Brenda Titus. Oh, man, I tell you what, I'm just in this mood for self-enlightenment and perfection and just being better than I've ever been ever since Brenda brought up this topic. It's all about, hey, there's nothing wrong with me. In fact, I'm an A. I want to be an A+. We're going to be talking about how to help clients who say they got no problems. They just want to be better than they are now in some way. Let me introduce you to Brenda. Brenda is such an exciting person to have here at our center. She is always just making everybody better just by being around with her positive attitude. She's just give to her clients. Give to the profession. She's so busy on our groups, our HypnoSpace, our Yahoo groups, just helping out hypnotists. She's been a speaker at the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology, a master's degree in criminology, and you know what? If there was such thing as a hypnocop, she'd be the best one on the planet. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. I'm happy to be here at the Banion Hypnosis Center, here to bring you some more interesting information to help you all grow in the profession. So first, I want to introduce you all to Cal. Cal is my mentor, my trainer, the person that I go to actually pump me up sometimes, which I am so grateful for. Sometimes, Cal, you always say such nice things to introduce me, and sometimes I feel like, oh my gosh, I need to live up to that, but I do my best, and I do appreciate being here and being able to share some stuff with you today. But first, a little bit about Cal. Cal is, oh my gosh, he brings you every week these videos, over 400 videos, free and available to you throughout time and space so that you can learn and you can grow in the profession. He also brings us now our HypnoSpace, a place where hypnotists can get together and learn and grow, as well as a few other places, you know, so that really Cal is here as, this leader in our profession to train students to be the best of the best through five path hypnotherapy, through the secret language of feelings, through seventh path self hypnosis, as well as just really teaching and bringing communities together. So I'm thrilled to be here and to be a part of that. And as I was thinking about this episode, Cal, I was thinking about one of my favorite musicals, Cabaret, and he starts at the beginning and he says, "We have no troubles here. Here, life is beautiful." And the truth is, hey, every once in a while, somebody comes to us, they have no problems. Their life is beautiful, but they want it to be more beautiful. So we got to think about what we're going to do to help people who come in and they just want to be better. So how about that, Cal?
You know, these are a rare breed, but examples of where I do see this is I've worked with professional athletes. I've worked with athletes that want to become professional. I've worked with an aspiring someone who's an athlete who is trying to make the Olympics team. I mean, these are already A people, and you know, on a scale of A, B, C, D, E, F, they're at A, and they are aspiring for that A plus. Now, another place where I see this is someone will come in with a problem, and then you help them overcome that problem, and then the light goes on. Wow, if I could overcome that problem and get to like normal, get to good, what if we used hypnosis to just help me be even better than just okay? Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. And you know, this came a little bit through some conversations that Cal and I had that I'll share a little bit later, but really it also was inspired by a recent question on our Hypnosis Etc. podcast page. And over there, Greg Prasker had said that he was working specifically with a high school student, and he said she's doing well. She just wants to bring her grades up a bit. He says there's no test anxiety, no focus issues, no motivation issues. But he said, so what's the best plan of action for someone who doesn't necessarily have any past issues, but wants her grades to go from an A to an A plus? So what do you have to say about that, Cal?
You know, from my point of view, this is pretty simple. What I'm going to do is I do the same stuff over and over again, and I'm going to ask this person. Now, this person knows what it takes to get an A, and they're doing it, but they know inside of them there's more. And so I'll ask them, I say, okay, What is the one thing, because I like working on just one thing at a time, that I'm more successful trying to get one thing accomplished than if I'm working on a plethora of different things, right? So I say, what is the one thing that when we make that positive change would move you most rapidly, most powerfully towards this goal? And they will be able to do that. They'll be able to tell you, oh, I need to be doing this. They know what it takes. And I said, perfect. And so that's going to be the thing that I'm suggesting. And then what I'm going to do with 5-Path and with 7-Path, because I'm going to teach them 7-Path, because it's going to go in and start clearing away some of the blockages and the old program that's holding them back in between sessions. And then during my sessions, they knew this thing that they need to be doing more consistently every day to get to A+. There's something inside of them that's holding them back. And so with 5-Path, I'm going to start working on that. Now, of course, phase one is a preparation, testing, and convincing, which has to do with the pre-talk and finding out the history of the client and doing things I just talked about, finding out what the change needs to be and this kind of thing. Then in phase two, and I'm not going to go through all of 5-Path, but for example, in phase two, I'm going to do age regression. I'm going to locate that one thing that's blocking them, and there might be more than one thing, but we can only do one thing at a time. That one thing that's kind of blocking them, that thought or that emotion inside that's keeping them from doing that one thing, that when they do it consistently and excellently, it helps them reach the goal of the next level. And we will go in to neutralize that and then empower the change with direct suggestion. I've talked about the segue before. We'll uncover what the problem was, and they'll be able to tell us what it is, because I'll have them put endings on the sentence. I've changed because now I know. Find out what the insight is, the change that's happened in here. And then I'll have them put an ending on this. I've changed because now I feel. And that they will then verbalize this change is happening inside of them. Maybe they feel more powerful, or they feel more clarity, or they feel stronger, safer, more secure, whatever it is. So I'll do the segue. I say, okay, now that you know this, whatever they said, and now you feel that, whatever they now feel, this new improvement, you're going to be able to accept these suggestions more powerfully than ever before. And I give them suggestions for doing that thing that they identified, that if they did it consistently and excellently, they'd be able to go to that next level. How's that?
Excellent. Yep. I think you are right on there. I think, especially when we're talking about teens, we also have this great opportunity. You know, if they're, you know, first we start moving through those blocks, what's that one thing that's keeping them from progressing forward? Help deal with that. But that also gives us a great opportunity to really help them with an incredibly important and powerful stage of life. You know, there's so many issues that if this, maybe a client like this, they haven't come up yet, but that we can strengthen them, help them strengthen themselves from the inside out to really be prepared for issues that may come up. You know, it's important to remember, actually, and this is the next part that I wanted to talk about today, is that hypnosis is a great tool to work with during all different kinds of stages of life. Even if the client isn't actually having a what we would call a problem or an issue. So I wanted to talk a little bit about that part today for the rest of our few minutes that we have, about a few life stages that I could see value in this process. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Perfect. Carry on.
Excellent. So of course, you know, obviously when we're talking about teens, he's saying, you know, well, this girl doesn't have problems. And I keep wanting to put in the word yet, you know, teens, not problems. Okay, you know, so of course, you know, with teens, there's life stage issues that you can deal with there, you know, in addition, or as you're dealing with, you know, as they're getting better with their grades, maybe, you know, focusing on that difference between an A and an A+ is going to get them into, you know, this college versus that college, or this kind of scholarship versus that kind of, you know, scholarship or funding or different things like that. So, you know, you have that great opportunity while they're there to also really prepare them for some of the life changes that they're going to experience as they're graduating, you know, college, career. So, you know, if a client comes and they don't have problems, but they are working towards just, you know, general, you know, overall, you know, self-improvement, you know, there's all kinds of things that you can also, you know, address in terms of their stage of life issues. Maybe as people are finishing up college, you know, this is like, even if we were thinking about the same client, let's say the girl who wants to go from an A to an A plus, you know, preparing her to graduate from high school, preparing her to go to college and the changes in life that happen there. You know, maybe she comes down, comes back in for hypnosis a few years later. College graduation. Wow, that can be a big life changing event. You know, maybe that involves, you know, starting a career. Maybe that involves a relocation, moving. Maybe that involves coming back home and some of, you know, the potential issues there. Maybe that girl comes in a few years later, she's getting ready to get married. You know, this is a whole life stage, preparing emotionally, preparing, you know, the way, becoming a parent, becoming a grandparent. Obviously, as we progress through life stages, maybe change of life issues, you know, not necessarily that they're problems, but, you know, people sometimes, you know, could use hypnosis, hypnotherapy to prepare themselves for menopause or aging or retirement. I've actually worked with a few clients who didn't develop insomnia or anxiety until they were retired. So, you know, it's not so much that they're coming with problems, but maybe they're preparing for those life stages. And then, of course, obviously, you know, we talk about, you know, helping people set goals for themselves, for their personal growth. I'm kind of working with some people right now that I'm just doing single sessions for coming up as they're preparing for the end of the year and setting personal goals for themselves, gaining insight into where they want to grow and change in the coming year. And then this is where we move on to, you know, I mean, obviously, as we think about the stages of life and maybe problems or not problems, but, you know, potential of caring for elderly parents as we move through the life cycle. And then empty nest syndrome, things like that. Like I said, kind of a combination of sometimes people come with problems or they don't have problems, but they're there for personal growth. But also, just like I said, as I was thinking about ways that people could come and revisit some of their hypnosis or experience bypass as they were going through the life cycle. So how about that, Cal?
Excellent. And I want to add a couple of things that are just a little bit off from the topic, because we're talking about going from kind of good to great. And I'm talking, what about also helping people to reintegrate in society, like after coming back from a deployment in Iraq or Afghanistan, or even people who've done their time as an inmate in a prison, and now they really, really want to get off to a good start. The kind of work that we do, especially 5-Path and 7-Path, is perfectly suited to help people go from doing good at one thing to doing good at another thing, or even great. And let me talk about one of the techniques that's very important in doing that, that's integrated into phase two of 5-Path, and that is age progression work. And to do age progression work with these people who want to go through a change of life or to go from good to great, is you've really got to get clarity from the individual. What does that look like? And get their view of it and talk about it and really know what that looks like. And then after you've done the age regression work, or perhaps the parts work, whatever, and we segue into direct suggestion, we might also want to segue into age progression work. And this is where we take them into their probable future, the future that they want, so that they can pre-vivify it. And that means, it's a word I coined based on the word of revivify, which means to relive the past. Pre-vivify, word I put together meaning to pre-live, so that they can have that experience of what that excellence looks like. And this is not just imagined. This is hallucinated in the same way that a true age regression is a hallucinization, a reliving of a past life. I'm not past life, a past event in this life. So that means they could include the touches, the taste, the smell, the emotion, what they're thinking, all these aspects, as if they were reliving it again. We can take them into their probable future, and it can provide such powerful motivation and clarity that it can be so important in going from this, you know, good to great, great to excellence, and that kind of thing. Okay, how are we doing on time?
We are just about ready to wrap it up. So I think that was just a great way to think about ways, you know, and I've shared here on the podcast that I've gone through hypnosis. I've gone through 5-PATH, and I've gone through it a second time, actually, because I had some other things that came up. And I definitely see the value of, as we have changes in our lives, different phases of lives, different things that come up, or different goals, that it can be such a great way to go and, you know, pick up where you left off, or just actually, even as you're, you know, seeing clients, having them come back and do some more work just because different things come up or they have different goals that they want to work towards. That age progression is just so huge. So glad that we got to talk a little bit about that today, because I think that, you know, going from good to, or going from great to even better is such an awesome thing to talk about all the time. Definitely motivating and exciting to talk about, and how we can do that. So, and again, like I said, also just working through the phases of life and different challenges and, goals that can come about through that. So thank you all for joining us today at Hypnosis Etc. I look forward to seeing you all next week. You can find me at our Hypnospace, Brenda Titus. I'd love to see you there. And then the Hypnotist Lounge, especially, we'll be celebrating New Year's. I'll probably, like I said a couple weeks ago, probably pour a cocktail for everybody. Let's see what we have for New Year's over at the Hypnotist Lounge. And you can also find me at ochypnotherapy.com and on Facebook at Healing Path Hypnosis. And of course, here, I will be here again next week. So have a great week, everybody.
Awesome, Brenda. Thank you so much for helping me out and making this episode what it is, a thriving success. All you guys out there and gals, I'll see you in our Hypnospace. Also, we've got a group on Facebook, facebook.com/ Hypnosis ETC for Hypnosis Etc. I want to see you in class. Now, I know some of you guys are going to be watching this video 1 year from now or 2 years from now. Now, if you're watching the video as it comes out, I want you to know that we've got a class, 10-day certification course coming up, starts March 2nd, runs through the 13th, weekend off. Then we've got the Week of Power. That's for you folks who are already certified. And that's from May 3rd to May 9th. Now, you can always find out about our classes here on calbanion.com. So go there. We also check for our specials on our main page. And I think right above this video, there is also a special. We have discounts on our training materials. We have early registration discounts on classes. So make sure you pay attention to them. If you want to be notified on a weekly basis every time one of these videos comes out, please send a blank email to videos@calbanion.com. Oh, and if you're watching us or listening to us on iTunes and you like the show, please leave us a review. We really appreciate it. Okay, that's it. This is probably around New Year's Eve. I'm not exactly sure, give or take a week. I want to wish you the best year ever. Cal Banion, signing out.
This recording is a property of Cal Banion and the Banion Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.